ശ്രീമാത്രേ നമഃ. വിത്ത് ദ ഡിവൈൻ ബ്ലെസ്സിംഗ്സ് ഓഫ് മദർ ഡിവൈൻ ലത മാതൃ സുന്ദരി ആൻഡ് ഫാദർ ഡിവൈൻ ലോർഡ് മഹാദേവ, ടുഡേ വിൽ മേക്ക് എൻ അറ്റംപ്റ്റ് ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദ സിഗ്നിഫിക്കൻസ് ഓഫ് കാർത്തിക് മാസം ടു ആർ സ്പിരിച്വൽ ലൈഫ് ആൻഡ് ജേർണി. ബിഫോർ വി മേക്ക് എൻ അറ്റംപ്റ്റ്, ലെറ്റ്സ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദ ഫൈവ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ്സ് ഓഫ് കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ് ദറ്റ് വി ടിപ്പിക്കലി കീപ് ട്രാവർസിംഗ് സൈക്ലിക്കലി എൻ: ജാഗ്രത് ഓർ അവേക്കനിംഗ്, സ്വപ്ന ഓർ ഡ്രീമിംഗ്, സുഷുപ്തി ഓർ sleeping, dreamless sleep, Turiya, the fourth state which all of us have witnessed and experienced when you are in a state of ecstatic joy. It could be in meditation, it could be in prayer, it could be listening to others, miraculous divine experiences. Turiya Theta is experienced by all of us but remembered by very, very few. Turiya Theta is experienced by all of us in the deep state of sleep where our Atma is becoming one with Paramatma, but we don't register it because of the deep state of meditation which we think to be sleep. And this Turiya Theta becomes conscious to those great yogis and sadhakas where they can be physically in one place and dimension but can know what is happening in every other person's life and dimension across the cosmos, because they become one with the Sarvavyapaka Ishvara who is omnipresent. Since now we briefly attempted to understand these five states of consciousness, let's understand the Kartika Masam and its spiritual significance. Kartika Masam starts the next morning typically after the Deepavali Amavasya. Deepavali Amavasya is preceded with Naraka Chaturdasi. Naraka Chaturdasi is compared to the last stages of our Garbhavasam in our mother's temple. Why is that living in the womb considered to be Narakam? It's because a part of our Prarabdha Papam that we have been accruing over Janmas, we will be undergoing in the Garbhavasam because of the congested space where the baby can't move. And the darkness in the womb essentially scares the baby, where the baby is being constantly bitten by those tiny insects that are also taking shelter in the mother's tummy, probably as parasites or symbiotic insects, if you will. And therefore, when a mother eats any food spicy or sour, that food internally comes and disturbs the baby that's developing in the womb. Therefore, that experience is considered to be Narakavasam. On this Narakavasam, since the four states which are cyclically going, keeping the fifth one which we don't remember, which is Turiya Theta, that 1+4 becomes Chaturdasi. When the time comes for the baby to get out, the Sarvavyapaka Ishvara, who is spread everywhere, also in the mother's womb, comes in the form of Prasuti Vayu and pushes that baby outside of that Garbhavasam into the bright lit world. So from the darkest of the night, where the lamps are lit on that Deepavali night, a being comes to existence onto this planet and cosmos, therefore taking a physical dimension of existence, marking the birth of the body in the journey of the soul, in the cyclical birth and death. This month signifies the Advaitic union between Shiva and Vishnu, where Shiva and Vishnu are not two but one. Therefore, we also see Lord Ayyappa, the cute, chubby, cheeky baby boy of Lord Vishnu, and Father Shiva, Lord Vishnu in the form of Mohini and Father Shiva in the form of Shambhu, gave birth to Ayyappa, who is taking shelter on Sabarimalaya, protecting all of us, who is called Shambha Govinda Putram. And the first 3 days of Kartika Masam, the day one Shiva is prayed to, day two Vishnu is prayed to, and day three Mother Ambika or Shakti is prayed to. Shiva, because he is the reason we are getting into this birth, And Vishnu, because of the sustenance, he sustains us through the process of transitioning from mother's womb to landing onto this planet. And then Shakti, who gave us the energy right from the first breath, where our breaths changed from mother's respiration that was being pumped into our body through the umbilical cord to the first gasp that we all took when the respiration started in our body. As Shakti, the fourth one, after these three, all of us sustain from the first feed from the mother. Every day we are dependent on the food and feed in one form of the fact, one form or the factor, to sustain this body which grows. And the physical body definitely grows, which signifies the Nagula Chaviti, when all of us are taking milk and pouring into the snake's molha, which essentially signifies the growth of the body, but the snake pit. Many few understand the significance of Naga Panchami, and not many people celebrate also. Nagula Chaviti is celebrated by a lot of people because everyone, by nature, from their birth, loves food. So we don't need a special qualification to be a foodie as such, because it is in our innate nature to love food and taste. Now, the Naga Panchami essentially marks the spiritual awakening of the being. Depending on what we feed this body, along with the physical dimension, the spiritual dimension also grows. And the Naga Panchami essentially marks the ascent of the divine serpent that is there in all of us as Kundalini, therefore giving birth to spiritual self and the physical self, therefore helping us walk towards the divinity in us, which is the Paramatma and the divine Bhagavad Gita that all of us listen to in between our ears as our inner voice. During this month of Kartika, Jagadguru Adishankara composed the very powerful Shatpadi Stotram, which goes as Shatpadi essentially means the one with six legs, though honeybee is what is depicted there. All of us are moving with Shatkarma Kriyas, therefore we are those honeybees. What does Vishnu Shatpadi start with? As per Jagadguru Adishankaracharya, this goes as Avinayam Apanaya Vishnu Damayamanaha Shamaya Vishaya Mrugatrishnam Bhutadayam Vistharaya Taraya Samsara Sagarataha Avinayam Apanaya Vishnu. Oh God of sustenance Vishnu, I'm born with arrogance and ignorance. I don't need a special qualification to get these two. Like the darkness in the night, every life I am engulfed and I'm surrounded with arrogance and ignorance. Damaya manaha, and these two are making my thought process inert and blinding me. Therefore, Shamaya Vishaya Mruga Trishnam, they are making me inert by moving my thought process from one want to desire to another constantly, like Mruga Trishnam. And this jumping from one desire to another is like a Mruga Trishnam, which is the thirst of a deer which is running after a mirage, thinking it to be water, but no matter how long it runs, it will become more and more thirsty and die in the process of running after that mirage, but will never get that water. Bhutadayam Vistaraya Taraya, fill me with compassion for the self and the other beings, because there's also Bhutadaya, there's a being in me. Samsara Sagarataha, only by compassion, you know, I'll be able to allowed to cross this ocean of samsara. This is a very, very powerful slokam. Learn it, teach it to all. This is the spiritual significance of Kartika Masam. Stay blessed, spread the bliss around. Shrimatre Namaha.